To Texas now, where more than 2 million households don't have access to broadband internet, according to data from the U.S. Census Bureau. Billions of federal dollars to expand access could fill that gap, but Texas officials say the federal government's data doesn't paint a true picture of the problem. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav explains.
Good morning, or good afternoon, ma'am. Thanks for coming in.
Lonnie Hunt speaks to a dozen or so people in a cinder block community center in the small town of Corrigan, Texas.
Well, I think we should get started. I know it's a small crowd, but I appreciate y'all being here, and the message is the same anyway.
Hunt, a former county judge, leads the Deep East Texas Council of Governments, a predominantly rural region set amongst the piney woods of East Texas. It's rich in scenic beauty and small-town charm, but poor in good internet service.
And I don't think I even had to say this, but why do we need broadband? Because we can't survive without it in the future.
Hunt's been preaching the salvation of rural towns through the power of broadband for years. This meeting was in 2019. He spent hours on the road back and forth from Austin, advocating for funding and preparing for the moment when it would arrive. That moment came 3 years later, through the Biden administration's infrastructure bill, with $42 billion for broadband.
This is the big pot at the end of the rainbow, we hope, you know, that's getting ready to come online.
Federal officials will use broadband maps to determine which communities need funding to expand access. But the Texas comptroller says those maps, which were released last November, are flawed, overstating coverage in rural communities or inaccurate about its quality. The Federal Communications Commission is giving local officials across the country until January 13th to challenge the broadband maps. So Hunt and other advocates were surprised to learn that the state said it would not file a challenge, asking communities to do it themselves, which means possibly losing hundreds of millions of dollars in funding.
I mean, how does it feel to, at the 11th hour, have the state just say, you guys are on your own?
Well, it's disappointing and frustrating. And frankly, I don't understand it.
Texas Broadband Development Office is, by statute, tasked with challenging FCC broadband maps. It was established in 2021 under the comptroller. But in its November newsletter, the office said it couldn't file challenges until the FCC and the company contracted to create the maps for the state agree on a licensing arrangement. That company's called Lightbox. The state is slated to pay it more than $6 million over 5 years.
The issue at hand really doesn't have anything to do with Lightbox.
Eric Frank is CEO of Lightbox. He says they did their job, but fears if the state uses their data to file a challenge, the FCC's contractor may take advantage and use it commercially. If it did, it would hurt hundreds of companies like his who did this work for states and communities.
You know, why would a data vendor who spends money, builds intellectual property, creates a product, give that away? So are you going to ask Sony to give away their archive of films?
In a statement, the FCC's contractor CostQuest says everyone should have known the challenge rules, which were initially passed in 2020. It said it would use the data submitted through challenges to update the FCC national broadband map, but it didn't say whether the data would be sold elsewhere. The FCC didn't answer our questions about the contract. Texas is one of a handful of states in this predicament where the state doesn't own the data but leases it. And with a challenge deadline looming, the issue is all the more urgent.
This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity, and the inability for Harris County to benefit from a statewide challenge is a pressing issue as well.
John Spears is the manager for the Harris County Office of Broadband, and he says that communities are having to step up and challenge the maps themselves, but it's unlikely they can replace the statewide effort.
Regardless of that impasse, the federal government, the state government, and local government are accountable to our residents, and we're accountable to the people.
Texas's comptroller did not respond to our request for comment, but he has sent a letter to the federal government insisting on an additional 60 days to challenge the broadband maps. The National Telecommunications and Information Administration, which will administer the funds based on the FCC maps, says any delay to the process will delay the allocation and funding. For Here and Now, I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.